much has the divisive issue of abortion divided the Liberal Party? And has it damaged them politically? I'm Lori Graham, filling in for Bob Fife on Question Period.
Mr. McKay and I spoke, and he apologized personally to me. And
Justin Trudeau, slammed by his own Liberal caucus member.
I initially thought it was a bozo eruption.
A secret recording revealed a rift over the Liberal leader's new pro-choice policy. Can MP John McKay and the party move on from the latest political slip-up?
For me, the matter is closed.
Did it sting? Is he worried the bozo brand will stick? Justin Trudeau joins me today. And are politicians' public conversations ever off the record? Our press gallery digs in on the scrum. Plus, saving babies around the globe.
We are able to make a tremendous difference to the very building blocks of human life around the world.
The government commits billions of dollars to help maternal health in developing nations. But what about those here at home? One in four First Nations infants live in poverty. What needs to be done to improve their lives? Coming up on Question Period.
A rough week for the Liberals. One of their own, Toronto MP John McKay, was secretly recorded last week at a riding association event, making disparaging remarks against leader Justin Trudeau and his team. McKay is a self-declared pro-life MP, frustrated by Trudeau's recent pro-choice decision for the party. Take a listen.
I initially thought it was a bozo eruption, and he didn't actually think about what he said.
McKay has since apologized, and Trudeau says the matter is closed. But is it? Joining me now from Niagara Falls is Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Mr. Trudeau, no one likes to be called names, especially by a friend and colleague. It had to hurt.
Well, I think I understand how John feels very, very strongly about these issues, and I've talked with a lot of Canadians over the past weeks who share some very strong feelings about this. But from my perspective, the Liberal Party needs to be unequivocal. We are there to stand up and defend women's rights and charter rights.
Any concerns it might stick? I mean, Paul Martin couldn't shake Mr. Dithers. Are you worried you'll be labeled bozo?
I'm confident that the kind of approach that I bring to politics, positive and thoughtful and engaging with Canadians in as authentic a way as I possibly can, is what people, what is resonating across the country everywhere I go, and is what Canadians are looking for.
Now, on that day, you said unequivocally you are a pro-choice party. You implied anti-abortion candidates were not welcome. Was that planned?
What I said and what I've expressed for a long time now is that I personally am pro-choice, and the Liberal Party, since it adopted massively a policy resolution in 2012, is a pro-choice party. And I'm of the opinion, and I think people need to know this, that the Liberal Party, with its votes, will always stand up for a woman's right to choose.
It seemed to come as a surprise not only to some of your MPs, but Liberals out in ridings. It almost seemed like you dropped policy in a scrum or on the fly.
We'd actually already by that point gone through over 100 green light interviews authorizing or permitting candidates across the country to run for the Liberal Party in our open nominations, asking and verifying this and other fundamental questions. It is the policy of the Liberal Party to stand up for women's rights, and that's exactly what I said in the scrum in answer to a very direct question that someone asked me about whether I was worried that pro-life activists were going to take over Liberal nominations. I answered quite honestly that no, it wasn't going to be a problem, because our green light process makes sure that anyone who runs for the Liberal Party is going to vote pro-choice.
So does this mean anti-abortion candidates will be weeded out through that green light process?
No, not at all. People are allowed to have their personal views and, of course, encouraged to have a wide range of personal views. But when it comes to the matter of choosing to legislate away a woman's right to choose, the Liberal Party will simply not accept that. No vote by the Liberal Party can ever take away those fundamental rights that women need to enjoy in Canada.
Why not reconsider and allow anti-abortion MPs to recuse themselves instead of being forced to vote against their conscience?
You know what? I prefer the level of clarity that we've established right now, that people know that the Liberal Party will stand up and defend a woman's fundamental rights. And that's exactly what I've said, and we will be whipping the vote, and we will be demanding that the Liberal Party speaks very clearly and convincingly with a defense of women's rights. And that yeah, that doesn't impact or doesn't prevent someone from holding personal views, religious views, but it does mean that with our votes, Liberal Party protects women's rights.
It's no secret you're courting the female vote, but are you worried this is going to alienate other voters, that they won't vote for you because of this issue?
I've heard from a number of people who are having difficulty with this position, but this is not a position about trying to gain votes or trying to play a certain angle. This is very much a position of principle. The Liberal Party is the party of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and we will not accept that anyone legislate away, anyone limit women's fundamental rights, and that's what we've made absolutely clear about. And I think Canadians will appreciate that the Liberal Party is very clear in its defense of rights.
Well, if you've heard from a number of people, what are they telling you?
Well, I think one of the things that people are reassured to hear is when I say that, no, you are allowed to have, of course, whatever personal views you like, and we welcome those. But if you choose to be a Liberal member of Parliament, if you want to stand up and vote in a legislature to serve the community that you represent, you have to be unequivocal in your defense of women's rights. And that's what we're saying, and that actually allays a lot of people's concerns about this. And they understand that this is about democracy, this is about choice and protecting that choice, and not anything else.
Abortion was also an issue at the Maternal Health Summit in Toronto last week. The Prime Minister said Canada's additional $3 billion in aid would not go toward funding abortions. What would you do? Would you fund abortions in countries that allowed it?
I think it's clear that if we want to address maternal health around the world, women need to have access to a full range of reproductive services and options. And I think that's something that the Liberal Party is consistent on.
So you would fund abortions?
We would fund organizations that protect women's rights and offer them a full range of options.
Now, you met with the new Premier of Quebec this week, Philippe Couillard. He is an unapologetic federalist. He is a Liberal. It doesn't get any better than this for your party.
Well, I think what's really exciting is he got elected on a platform of strong approach on the economy, of recognizing that Quebec is facing some challenges that need to be need to be approached head on, not by the politics of division and identity like Madame Marois certainly tried to her peril, but by a responsible conversation that is ready to look at how Quebec participates in the Canadian economy and draw Quebecers back into participating in all of Canada. And that's certainly what I've been pushing for the past year as leader, but for all my political career as a Liberal, and I'm very excited that we have someone who is such a strong voice for Quebec's positive involvement in Canada.
What can he do for you?
What he can do for me is serve Quebec well and get the middle class strengthened in Quebec and have people start thinking about the positive things that we can do when we put our mind to it and.